The word for you today is, the kids are watching you. This is our first day discussing this subject. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1, the scripture reveals, children learn from their parents. Susan Alexander Yates offers us scriptural guidelines for influencing our kids. Number 1, reach out to non-Christians. If you want kids to grow in faith, expose them to people who need faith. God calls us to be salt and light. Matthew 5, verses 13 through 16. But that won't happen if you spend all your free time with fellow believers. Plus, kids are more likely to reach out to others when they see it modeled at home. Befriend someone who is not a believer, like a neighbor, a coworker, a teacher, or coach, or your hairstylist. Reaching out can feel scary, but when you risk it, God will work through you in exciting ways. Number 2, model gratitude. No one enjoys a whiny kid, including God. And when we appreciate him, it delights his heart. Children learn from their parents. They pick up your attitude. Your mood fills the atmosphere of your home. And if you whine, they're more likely to complain. When you dwell on the negative, they learn to focus on what's lacking. Number 3, make time for your spouse. We get busy with kids, jobs, and church activities, and we think we will spend time with our spouse when things calm down. The problem is, they never do. Don't let the weeds of so-called important things choke your relationship. Nurture it. Look for ways to bring you and your spouse closer. Start a weekly date. Your kid's security is based on knowing you love them, and it soars when they know you love each other. The Bible says, wise children become proud parents. Proverbs 23, verse 24. You're raising the next generation, and they need to know a happy marriage takes time and effort. And that's the word for you today.